VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Sudan has its third leader in less than a week, following the military's overthrow of longtime President Omar al-Bashir. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
Yet another army commander, promising victorious and jubilant protesters that there will be a civilian government to follow three decades of autocratic rule under Omar al-Bashir. Still, Abdel Fattah al-Burhan Abdel Rahman says the transition could take up to 2 years. And the crowds on Khartoum's streets are impatient for change and an end to rule by men in fatigues. Al-Bashir was arrested on Thursday after 4 months of protests over rising food prices, high unemployment and growing repression.
Al-Bashir is wanted by the International Criminal Court on charges of war crimes, crimes against humanity and genocide in connection with atrocities in the western region of Darfur. A Somali regional minister tells VOA Somali that the deputy leader of the Islamic State group in the country has been killed in an airstrike. The minister said Abdi Hakim Mohammed Ibrahim and another man died Sunday when their vehicle was hit. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders on Sunday defended Donald Trump against accusations that he was inciting violence against a Muslim congresswoman after the president tweeted a video of her spliced with footage of the 9/11 attacks. Ilhan Omar is a Democratic lawmaker from Minnesota. She's been at the center of an escalating row following a speech she made about Islamophobia, in which she was accused by conservatives of downplaying the deadliest attacks on U.S. soil by characterizing the 9/11 event as, quote, some people did something. This is VOA News. The next chapter in the extradition battle over WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange could involve competing claims from both the United States and Sweden, which may want him on charges of sexual misconduct. Jennifer Robinson is his lawyer. She says she would only agree to the Swedish option because she says her client's rights would be compromised in the United States.
He's embarrassed the U.S. military-industrial complex. He's embarrassed the CIA. We've had the director of the CIA call him a hostile non-state intelligence agency and saying that he ought to be prosecuted. We want to take WikiLeaks down and he ought not benefit from First Amendment protections.
Assange was arrested on Thursday when police took him from Ecuador's embassy in London, where he had taken refuge nearly 7 years ago. Ecuador had given its permission for the arrest. The White House on Sunday, echoing President Trump, said sending undocumented migrants to sanctuary U.S. cities that have protected them from deportation remains a possibility, even though government agencies have said it would be impractical and there is no money allocated to do it. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
Although the idea of sending immigrants from the border to sanctuary cities is being considered, Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says that's just one of the options being reviewed.
The ideal solution is real simple. It's for Congress, particularly Democrats in Congress, to sit down with the president, do their jobs.
But Democratic Congressman Benny Thompson, who chairs the Homeland Security Committee, says he's prepared to discuss border security with someone in a leadership position from the Department of Homeland Security.
We have 8 senior vacancies at the department, so we're kind of in a rudderless situation.
Both Sanders and Thompson spoke on ABC's This Week. Mike Hempen, Washington.
Tens of thousands of people gathered at St. Peter's Square at the Vatican as Pope Francis celebrated Palm Sunday Mass. Palm Sunday marks the start of the holiest and one of the busiest times on the Pope's calendar. Correspondent Sabina Castelfranco reports for VOA from Rome.
Palm Sunday marks the day Jesus made his triumphant entry into Jerusalem.
Le acclamazioni dell'ingresso in Gerusalemme e l'umiliazione di Gesù.
Pope Francis began his homily by saying, joyful acclamations at Jesus' entrance into Jerusalem, followed by his humiliation, festive cries followed by brutal torture. This twofold mystery accompanies our entrance into Holy Week each year.
Correspondent Sabina Castelfranco in Rome. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.